Well, the BBC is an enormous news organisation and it's a huge bureaucracy. It's got huge layers of management, lots and lots of different policies. That makes it innately sort of slow to react, I think, and slow to take big decisions. It's quite cautious. You know, the BBC regards its responsibility, you know, very highly, and nobody wants to take the blame. Nobody wants to be the manager who was responsible for the screw-up. And so what that means is you get layers and layers of managers who all want to kind of either defer the decision and refer it up, or don't really want to do anything too dangerous, because they would just quite like to carry on until they get to their pension. An organisation like this is very, very small and exists and survives in a completely different way. We survive by breaking stories, by making impact, by making noise, by creating trouble. And so the instincts of the two organisations are quite different. You know, I'm not saying the BBC is ultimately safe and doesn't break stories, because it does, but it has a different approach to it, I think, and it's just an enormous giant.
Yeah.
You know, we're a tiny little minnow compared to the blue whale of the BBC news organisation. And if you think about our impact, you know, we punch well above our weight.
Yeah. Of course, you now find yourself alongside the great Jon Snow for the Channel 4 Nightly News. What have you learned about news presenting since working closely with him?
Oh, I could be cruel, but I won't be. I think the thing I probably learned most from Jon is, as a broadcaster, you know, he's very warm, and people like him, and Jon wants to be liked. I'm a bit different in that I don't particularly feel the need to be liked by my audience.
Yeah.
It's nice to be liked, and you know, it's nice when people come up to you and say they like what you do. But I'm probably a little bit more awkward, and prepared to be a bit more difficult, and don't mind. You know, I don't mind. Sometimes, you know, you'll be sitting down in front of a very nice person who you like and don't want to upset, but you have to ask them a tough question.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think I'm...
Would you say you would ask that, whereas Jon...
I'm not sure that Jon wouldn't. It's just that Jon has a different approach.
Yeah.
I think Jon has a different approach. And he's a very warm broadcaster, and I think that's probably what I've learnt most from him.